Often remember your dreams?
What do you mean? Like dreams? Dreams of having things or owning big stocks? What kind of dreams do you mean?
Oh, I mean when you're sleeping, do you wake up and think about any dreams that you have or remember them?
Oh, please. I don't have dreams.
Well, actually, sir, we all dream.
Not true. Some of us like to actually make the money and focus on dollars, because if it doesn't make dollars, it really doesn't make sense to me. What's funny?
Okay, sir. Well, I guess I have no more questions since you don't dream, right?
Well, I'm a realist, and I just see that people that dream, you know, they can dream about things, but they never end up with what I have, and I'm sure they dream of having the things that I have and looking this good.
Oh, okay, sir. Wow, you are a very interesting person. Did anyone ever tell you that?
Yes, every morning when I look at myself in the mirror.
Oh, yep, positive affirmations.
Absolutely.
Yes, okay. All right, well, that does it for our question and answer time. Thank you.
So, Edward is claiming that he doesn't dream at all. And from my research, that is simply not true, because we all dream. And we all have about 4 to 6 dreams a night. So it's funny that he says that, because the average person has between 1,460 to 2,190 dreams a year. Except people with psychological issues, they dream less. Yes. I actually have DJ Aquarius with me.
Hello, everybody. How are you guys?
She just came in and wanted to talk about dreams with me.
Yeah. So. Thank you, DJ May, for having me on.
Yeah, no problem. What I actually did, I just told everybody, I interviewed people over the weekend about their dreams.
Okay, very nice.
Yeah, and we just heard Edward James Powell II, and he says he does not dream, but he does dream. He just doesn't remember it.
Interesting. Okay, yeah. No, when I walked in, I heard you talking about Edward, and my mind went to Twilight, and I started thinking about Edward and, like, Bella, and I was like, I wonder if vampires do dream. I mean, you know, especially because they're up, like, most of the night anyways.
Yeah.
So.
Do they sleep?
I guess in coffins, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right. So I guess they do more like daydreaming.
Yeah.
Right in their coffin. And then they wake up at night, and that's when the things come out. Wow, this subject just took an interesting turn.
Yeah. But well, vampires and Edward, since they sleep, they actually get into a state of REM, which is rapid eye movement. And
Right. That's
where all of the dreams occur.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, very cool. So I'm a little bit concerned, because I just heard you say that people that dream less tend to have, like, what, psychological problems?
Well, yeah, but...
Oh, dear God.
Well, it doesn't mean they don't dream at all, but...
Okay.
But, you know, people with lobotomies have even been reported to have dreams, so...
Oh, very true,
you can have a lobotomy
true.
And still dream.
Well, I'm worried because, see, I don't dream very often, or maybe I'm dreaming, but I don't know it, but I really, when I wake up, I have no sense of a dream. Usually when I dream, I remember it, or I have some sense of something being a little bit different when I wake up, and I'll be like, oh, I think I had a dream, but I usually am dream-free, and that's good for me, because most of my dreams are usually pretty weird.
Well, see, that's what they say. They say when you remember your dream, it's because it was extremely vivid, maybe even a little traumatic.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you wake up with an emotion.
Yeah.
Of sadness, or it could be a really happy dream.
Yeah.
Because your limbic system is working when you're dreaming.
Yeah.
That's the emotion center. So that's what dreams are about.
I see.
Yes. The brain is working in certain areas, but when we're dreaming, it's actually just as active as it is when we're awake.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Isn't it?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's just different areas. All of the parts of the brain are working, but some are working more, you know,
right,
than others.
So there's really no time when we just kind of completely just shut off and recharge.
Not really.
Well, that's too bad.
There's some places that take a little nap, but yeah. Everywhere, you know, they may take a little nap, but everything else is working.
You're always pretty alert. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, I can't say for dreams, but I know one of the best sleeps I ever had, or like sleeping moments I ever had, was when I was under medication. You know, I've had a couple surgeries in the past few years. One was a very major surgery. And when you're under the anesthesia, you know, you used to get those very charming, what are the anesthesiologists that come in? You know, it's a very handsome profession.
Yeah.
They come in and they sedate you. And when you wake up, you feel so refreshed. And it's, So fortunately, I don't dream the 3 times that I've been under anesthetic. Well, that's true. But see, that was one of my biggest fears. And I remember I had a, one of the biggest surgeries I had was a jaw surgery done because I had an underbite and that had to be corrected ASAP. And I would not go to sleep. And my surgeon was so aggravated. And he said, and he, this is like an 80-year-old man. And he's been doing these surgeries since he was like, what, late 20s, early 30s.
Uh-huh.
He said, out of every patient he has ever had, it took me the longest to go to sleep. And he's because.
Come on, 10?
Yeah. Nine. Yeah. I was so afraid to be sedated because I would. That way, like, if I had a bad dream or something, I don't know if I would be able to wake myself up out of it or something. And I was afraid I'd be stuck in this dreamland and not get out of it. And I refused to go to sleep. And he had to literally, like, hypnotize me and, like, talk me into going to sleep. And he's like, this is ridiculous. You should be asleep by now. He was so agitated.
Well, that's funny you mentioned about medication. My grandfather, who passed away when he was dying, they put him on this medication. I wish I could remember what it was, but he said he had such vivid dreams.
Wow.
And relatives were appearing that were dead in his dream, and he was like flying.
He was seeing the light.
He was on a trip.
Oh my god.
He was enjoying it.
Go out though, you know, if you're gonna go out, you know, just
yeah, it's like the barrier gets broken a little
bit. Oh my gosh,
it's pretty cool.
Interesting.
Well, let's go back to an interview that we did over the weekend. We interviewed a man named Dalton. And
is this lacrosse playing Dalton?
Oh, no.
Penguin lacrosse team?
No, Dalton, I think he was... Where did I see him? I think I saw him in the city. And I interviewed him there.
Oh,
so let's hear what he had to say about his dreams.
Excuse me?
Are you talking to me?
Yes. I was just wondering if I could ask you a couple questions. You're on the Seed radio show. Would you mind answering a few questions for us?
Well, I suppose that'd be okay.
What's your name?
My name is Dalton. Dalton. Dalton Finn.
Dalton Finn.
That's right. Yes, Dalton Finn.
Oh, nice. Well, Dalton, I had a few questions. I'm doing my topic on dreams.
On dreams?
Yes. I was just wondering.
You were just wondering, yes?
How often do you remember your dreams?
Well, that's a whole nother topic. I remember every dream that I have, actually, from beginning to end. It's rather strange. I have very vivid dreams.
What's the most wild dream you've ever had?
Oh, gosh. I haven't got enough time to talk about that. I have some pretty wild, wild dreams, but let me dig into one of them. one of my dreams goes back to when I was a little lad, and me knickers came off, and...
In the dream?
Yes, my knickers came off, and everyone was pointing, you know, laughing and pointing at my, you know, at my special spot. And I just remember when I was a little lad having trouble with the ladies because I was not circumcised. Yes, so you know, if I got cold or if I got nervous, it looked like a little elephant trunk. And everyone was just pointing at my little special spot and laughing and saying, oh, look at his little elephant trunk.
Oh my gosh.
And it lasted like this for my entire dream. And throughout my dream, I was traveling through my younger days into my present, with my knickers down the whole time. It was very, very strange, and my mother was sewing me a sweater and commenting on how fragile-looking I looked down there. It was terrible. It was absolutely horrid. Bloody nightmare.
All right, so we're going to cut that interview a little bit short. As we could tell, he obviously was very insecure.
Yeah.
You know, and he shouldn't be. Because
about his special spot.
About his special spot, because obviously he was uncircumcised. And that's the thing, it's so passe now anyway. So
yeah.
I don't know why he's so worried about it, but nonetheless.
Yeah.
His insecurity went into his dream.
Yeah, it really did. Yeah. It's.
I've had that before, too.
I think I have. I'm not going to say I think I have a couple times, because my dreams never make any sense. I can never tell what they mean or what they... And I'm pretty good at making sense of other people's dreams, but never my own. But I can say that there are two that come to mind that really reflected insecurities and worries that I had about life in general. But I'll let you, since you're the host, DJ May, I would love to hear about yours.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Well, I guess I'll say I had mono when I was in high school.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I missed a lot of school. Oh. I missed probably like 4 or 5 months.
I'd have been celebrating.
Well, I lost like 10 pounds, but that's, you know, I guess that's the bright side of it. But I remember going back to school, and for the longest time, I was dreaming about school, and I was just missing the mark. I just missed my assignments, and I was just all scrambled, and like I was in high school and going through all these doors, and the teacher's like, oh, we had this due today, and I was like, oh no, I don't
see,
have
for me
it.
That's not a dream, that's a reality. But I'm glad for you it's a dream, because
I mean, it was reality. But even after I got back into school, I was still subconsciously worried about it, and it was still a, you know, I was still thinking about it.
Yeah,
when I was sleeping,
totally. Yeah.
Which is really interesting. I also had a naked dream once, and that was horrible. I was in the middle of the street, and I was naked.
And your special spot was
No, I was crouched.
Oh,
I was
okay,
like,
there you
oh
go.
Oh my God, there's all these people looking at me. And then I don't know how, but it I think it like fast forwarded to a different dream or something.
Why didn't Dalton crouch?
I know, right? He said everyone was pointing at him. Poor thing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
This reminds me a little bit of a story, but this was not a dream. A friend of mine who has recently moved to Hollywood to become an actor and director, and he's found a lot of success already so far. He's in the upcoming Jackass movie.
Oh, wow.
Can I say Jackass on the air? Well, who cares? I said it. Anyway.
Oh, well, we're talking about special spots and stuff.
That's true, yeah.
And elephant trunk.
Exactly. Oh,
might
Lordy,
well,
yeah.
Go.
Oh, my gosh. And so, anyway, but he was at a play at a local junior college that I used to attend, and this boy never studies his lines ever. And it's funny because the scene that he was in was about being lost in a dream, but this had nothing to do with what he did. He completely forgot his lines, and he was skipping through pages of the script because he couldn't remember his lines. But you wouldn't tell it because he was so smooth with it. You couldn't tell that he was not prepared at all. He gets to this one point and forgets his lines. And just to take the audience's, you know, focus off of him forgetting his lines, he drops his pants.
No shame to the game.
And, oh, just drops his pants and reveals these blue, light-colored blue briefs that he was wearing.
Oh,
and
he must have been proud.
He was very proud. And he had a lot to be proud of, but that's a different story. Standing there.
He wasn't dreaming about people pointing at it. He was dreaming of people looking at it with their mouth.
I think
open.
He was waiting for a standing ovation, but and he was totally comfortable. But you know, it's so funny. It worked, and he walked off stage. Everybody cheered. Everybody laughed. I think the director was pissed, but who cares? You know, the scene went off well. But so that
he pulled a Miley. He pulled a Miley.
Yeah, but no insecurities there.
Well, coming up in the second portion of our show, we're going to continue to discuss the dream world and hear about some more interviews and and listen to a little more to DJ Aquarius and her
groovy
interesting dreams. All right, so we will be back.
see a door to a garden and wander in. And though my journey is barely begun, I am spun like a top to the top of the universe. And high in a spiral of ice, I gaze upon the scene that flickers far below me. And what I see is a crinkle of colors and sounds. Colors and sounds. I can hear tinkles of crystal, and I can see sparkles of mist on the spangles, and I can feel tangles of tingles, sprinkling of angles and inklings of angels around. Feeling that rabbit is late for wherever he's going, whatever he's headed for is my destination. Oh, show me the way to stay here in this world, because here's where the right things happen. Oh, baby, here's where the good things are. Looking at this enormous butterfly, wondering if he cares to dance with me. Delicate as a flower carved of chrysoprase, only I ponder how far I have yet to find it. I have to find it and act as though I'd lost it, otherwise I'm lost in wonderland. I have to find it or else I am bound to the empty ground, bleak and vast, where dark spells are cast. Flowering above me and ceiling below me, the chandeliers rising like tremulous towers, and tables, chairs, beds hanging like blossoms of turquoise and purple and green. You were asleep, so I guess you were not aware. I took a walk through your mind and I lingered there. But what I found I can never reveal to you, not with my words, nor the pitch of my flute recorded. You simply had to come walking with me one day into that wonderland shining behind your eyes, beyond the gossamer doors of sleep.
Welcome back to the show. My name is DJ May, your host here on The Seed at radio.dominican.edu.
Hey, and everybody, I'm DJ Aquarius, and I'm here joining DJ May for this talk about dreams. And you are listening to radio.dominican.edu. So thank you for joining us on this beautiful morning. This not morning, Monday afternoon. So yeah.
Yes, beautiful Monday. Spend your time enjoying an amazing view and giving back to your community. Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary is looking for energetic folks who have a passion for engaging the public and its children about the nature and wildlife around us. There are some physical requirements, not too many, and there is a request that volunteers commit to a minimum of 2 days per month. If you are interested in learning more or want to participate, please contact Wendy Dahlia at wdahlia@audubon.org, or you can call her at 415-388-2524, extension 111.
Awesome. So, yes, back to our topic.
Yes.
Dreaming.
Dreams, dreams, the dream more world. Dreams. Fleetwood Mac has a great song called Dreams.
That is actually on the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah,
ever.
I
yes.
know. I can't wait to put it on.
Okay, well, I think we should go to another interview.
Yes, we should.
And actually, I had a friend interview someone for me.
After the last one, I'm really curious as to what this interview holds.
Well,
I can tell they're kind of unpredictable.
Yeah. No, this one, she was an interesting character, definitely. Here we are. Let's go.
Evans reporting for DJ May, Seed Radio. We're doing a segment on dreams, and we're interviewing people on their dreams in the streets here. So, excuse me, miss.
Yes?
Hi. I was wondering if I could interview you. I'm doing a segment on dreams for a radio station.
What radio station?
The Seed Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
Okay.
So if you could share with us, you know, one of your wildest dreams, and don't make it rated G, however you need to explain it.
Well, I had a dream once where I was in a dark wooden house in the middle of nowhere. It was like a wheat field or something, and I was in this wooden house, and I was walking up the stairs, and I opened the door, and this family of four is sitting there, and they're not looking at me at all. I was like a ghost in there, and they were all eating dark red meat, and they're like stuffing their faces with it, and I look on the counter, and there was a butcher knife with blood just dripping all over the floor. And I don't know how, but my senses told me that they were eating humans.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it was super creepy. And then it fast-forwards straight into a Target, the Novato Target. I don't know if you know around here, but
I love that Target.
Yes.
Yes.
I do, too. But that the man that was in that wooden house in the middle of nowhere was in that Target, and he was standing in line, and he had this huge FedEx tube. It was like those cylinder tubes that you send whatever, like a map or, you know.
Or a blueprint or
blueprints.
Something.
Yes, right, yes, right. Yes. And so he had that tube, and he had with like a black Sharpie marker drawn a picture of a train, a choo-choo train with tracks, and right where the tracks are, where there was blood dripping out of it.
In the picture?
In the FedEx tube.
Creepy.
And then he looked at me and I woke up. It's funny how that happens.
That's pretty, that's darn right creepy.
It was.
Matter of fact, the hair is standing up on the back of my neck.
All right.
Okay,
so
well, thank you, Dan. That was great.
That was definitely a wild dream that Miss Petunia had. And yes, her name is Petunia.
Was that Petunia? I thought that was Cindy Lauper. Like, you know how her voice sounds at the beginning of Girls Just Want to Have Fun, I think.
Yes.
It is. It's like,
yeah.
Yeah, she's like, who is this girl and why is she so unusual? Yeah. Like, she has that voice.
She's
like, I love
yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, my God.
So, obviously, that lady, she experienced a really vivid dream, and it's these kinds of dreams that allow us to remember them in the morning because they're so wild.
Right.
And it's really interesting how things like that do happen, where you're in one area, you're in a house, and then all of a sudden, within a millisecond, you are at Target in Novato.
Right?
Like, yeah. How does that happen?
Like, you open a door to your closet, and all of a sudden, you're, like, in the desert.
Yeah.
And then in the middle of the desert,
there's like a
Blockbuster.
Yeah.
And then...
And then that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And then you go to buy a DVD at Blockbuster, which doesn't even exist anymore. And then Daniel Craig is the guy that's trying to, like, sell you the DVD.
And then you're speaking Spanish to him. And
exactly,
you don't even know Spanish.
Exactly, right?
I had a dream like that.
Exactly.
I was speaking Spanish, like, fluently.
Yeah.
And I wake up, I was like, how did I know that?
Exactly, right?
And it was real. It was real Spanish.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Wow.
I wonder why. I think maybe because people, my family, one side of my family is Spanish.
Oh, cool.
And I hear a lot of Spanish, but I don't know how to speak it, really. I can understand it a little.
Right. Now, when you say Spanish, you mean Spanish Spanish or like Latin American Spanish?
Latin American
Spanish. Okay, there you go. Yeah. Now, what part of Spanish land are you?
Nicaragua.
Oh, okay, very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, so they speak Spanish and I don't. But yeah. In my dream, I was speaking it. I was a pro. And
maybe like over time, you've sort of like retained it, but it's somewhere in your head that you don't know how to activate it.
I think
but
so.
But like in a dream, it's like you were able to activate it.
Yeah.
And just,
isn't that trippy?
It's a shame you couldn't like keep, you know, stick with it when you woke up. It wasn't still there. It's, you know, there's an actual condition, no word of a lie. You can actually wake up one day and forget to how to speak your native language and end up speaking something totally random. Like, really? You could be like a fat white guy from England and wake up speaking Chinese one day, just fluent Chinese.
Are you serious?
And it's an actual brain condition. Really? It's very rare, but it has happened before. I was watching a documentary about it on 2020, and it has happened. It's very interesting. It's very scary.
How
but
fascinating.
If that does happen to me, I hope I end up speaking German, because it's my second favorite language.
But oh, it is. It's like, Sacheinknaben.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah.
Very
yeah.
powerful.
Wunderbar.
Guten Tag.
Yeah. Guten Abend. but
I would like to speak Mandarin.
That would be cool.
Yeah, it's very hard. That
I like. Yeah, yes, you said it. Just like German trying to speak Chinese. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. But that would be really, really cool. That'd be awesome. Well, maybe you might get this rare condition.
But why does this happen, though?
The brain is just an.
We just don't
unexplained
know.
Mystery.
It is.
And it's just, there's so much about the brain that we don't know. So many parts of the brain that we really don't understand. We only really understand a small portion of the brain.
Oh, yeah.
So I think there's just so much that we haven't tapped into yet. And
yeah, we don't even know really where dreams come from.
We don't.
We have a lot of hypotheses about it.
Yeah.
Like we have, let's see, there's some people that say that dreams are basically used to regulate your mood.
Yeah.
Dreams, Freud suggested that dreams let the brain learn to gain control over emotions.
Interesting.
Isn't that? See.
Sometimes almost like letting go of your emotions, though, and not controlling them so much, just letting your brain run like haywire, you know?
Yeah, and then, you know, it. Maybe it's like there's a lot of things why there's a lot of reasons why we have dreams, maybe to file things away and to experience emotions and think about them the next day.
True.
Like I had a dream when I was young that my parents had died and you've had dreams about your
parents? I've had those, and I swear they're the scariest ones. I would rather have a dream where I die than something happened to, like, a parent, a parental figure. That's, like, the worst thing ever.
Horrible.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget it. This is how my dream went. I went and walked out of my house into the backyard where I was living when I was really young, and I see this, like, yellow rose in the middle of, like, a lawn.
Oh.
And I instantly knew that my parents were buried in under the ground.
Wow.
There. Yeah. So it's like you don't see them dying. You just have that sense that they are dead.
Is yellow like one of your parents' favorite color or something like that? I wonder where the yellow came from. Interesting.
No? Yeah, right? Wow. What does yellow represent? I should look that up.
We should Google that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should. Yeah.
Yeah. Da, darling.
Oh, my. You know, some people say, though, if you talk to the right hippie, some of them will say that when you dream, your aura, like, leaves your body. And so your dreams is just, like, your aura. Like, your spirit leaves your body. And it's just, like, your aura, like, walking around and experiencing different things.
Really?
So, but like I said, you have to be talking to the right hippie.
Oh, that's called, like, astral travel.
Something like that. Like, when you go to sleep and your spirit kind of gets up and it's, like, walking around and kind of, you know. So now I know who drank all the orange juice in my refrigerator is my aura. Yeah. Ticks me off, I'm telling you. Oh my gosh.
And it's funny how your brain, when you're sleeping, it incorporates like sensory information, like you know when your alarm is going off,
right?
All of a sudden there's an alarm in your dream somehow.
Yeah,
right. Or the light turns on or something is flashing. There's flashing lights in your dream,
right?
Yeah.
Seriously.
So it's like incorporating it even though it's not supposed to.
It's weird. It's like your mind is multitasking between dream world and like reality. One of the weird ones for me was one time I had this dream that I was like I can't really remember if I was falling or levitating above my bed. Whoa. But something, I was like not on like my bed. I was above my bed. I don't know if I was falling or levitating. As soon as I opened my eyes, I swear, I'm not lying. My body just dropped and I hit the bed at full speed.
Okay, I have goosebumps right now.
I do too. Every time, and this happened to me when I was maybe like 10 years old, and I will never, it was that real to me. I will never forget, and I still cannot explain how my body just fell out of midair and just hit the bed that hard.
Wow.
And I opened my eyes and I was just holding on the bed because I was like, wow, how did I just fall?
Were you paralyzed when you woke up?
No, I wasn't. No? I was just scared to death. But I wasn't actually physically impaired, but I just, yeah, I can't explain it, but it still leaves me with a lot of lingering questions. Yeah. I can't explain it.
I can imagine.
Yeah, and I don't want to tell too many people because I might end up in like, you know, psycho hospital or something. I know, right? Yeah.
Well, you know what's so funny? I was reading that a lot of psychiatrists, when people talk about their dreams, a lot of psychiatrists have admitted to inaccurately diagnose them with psychosis, and it's not true. It's simply their dreams. A lot of people have this.
Wow.
And isn't that messed up?
It really is.
Yeah, it's not psychosis.
Do better, psychiatrists. Come on.
Yeah.
Wow.
A lot of psychiatrists have done that.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
I know. I was reading that somewhere. I was really shocked.
Oh.
So anyways.
Doctors.
Shall we go to another interview?
Yeah, we should.
Okay.
Is there more from Petunia or whoever it is?
let's see. Who do we have next? Oh, we have a cowboy named Ron.
Ooh, sexy.
Yeah. Oh, well, wait till you hear what he's got to say. Really interesting. Hold on. Let's see here.
Oh, by the way, you are listening to radio.dominican.edu.
And that is DJ Aquarius.
Holla.
Okay, here we go.
Hello, excuse me, sir.
Yes. Hi.
Hi. I would like to ask you a question. My name is DJ May. I'm the host of The Seed, which is on a radio.dominican.edu.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. May I ask you a question for my show?
Absolutely. All right.
Okay. Well, this week's topic is actually about dreams, and I was just wondering if you dream, number one, and number two, if you do, have you ever had a dream that has happened more than once?
Oh.
Do you ever have a dream that keeps going on?
Well, actually, I do have a reoccurring type of dream. It's what you call a wet dream.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. I have a dream about this gal that I used to see. She was a real looker, I'll tell you. And, you know, in the middle of the dream, you know, gets me. It must do something to my body because, you know, it gets me a full erection and, you know, I get my pants moist. And, you know, it starts off the same. You know, I met her at a, you know, it was a hoedown. Everyone was dancing, you know, in the barn, and we were having a great time. And you know, we start dancing together, and, you know, one thing led to another, and, you know, we made sweet love in the barn there.
You're making hee-haw.
Oh, we had some hee-haw right here. So
you have dreams about that now. Do you talk to her?
In my dreams.
Oh.
I do, and I sure give it to her good.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Like a real cowboy.
What's your name?
Ron. My name's Ron.
Oh.
Oh.
Yes.
Do you live around here, Ron?
Actually, I'm not from the area. I'm just out here trying to get away from my dreams. Hoping to make some new ones, if you know what I mean.
Oh, you sound like a straight shooter.
Sometimes I'm not. Sometimes I'm a messy shooter.
That was dirty.
I guess I can get a little dirty. What can I say? Sorry.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Ron. I really appreciate it all.
We are back, and that was Ron.
Ron the cowboy.
Yeah, and he was talking about his dreams about, you know, he gets erect and stuff in some of his dreams.
It happens to most men if they're healthy.
Yeah, in 1953, Alfred Kinsey actually discovered that nearly 40% of women actually have this happen in dreams too.
Girl power.
Yeah, it's not just the men. So that is pretty interesting. And not only this, but a lot of the times when you're, a lot of people interpret these dreams as things that don't even mean sex.
Right.
It has nothing to even do with that.
Right.
I mean, maybe once in a while, yeah, you want to have sex in your dream. But,
yeah.
But some other times it could mean, you know, when you're watching, like, for instance, if you're watching someone get naked, it could simply mean that you're compassionate and you want to understand that person better and, you know.
Yeah, true.
It has, like, a wide range of interpretations.
Well, that's true. And I mean, even relating to real life, sometimes when you feel an extreme attraction to somebody, and sometimes in the beginning you mistake those feelings for wanting to be involved with that person, like, romantically, and then all of a sudden you kind of realize maybe there's going to be, like, a really strong friendship there. It has nothing to do with romance or anything sexual or anything at all. It just means there's a really strong chemistry there.
Yeah.
And when you're around that person more, you realize, like, oh, hey, this actually means that we're, like, really good friends. And then all of a sudden, any type of romantic or sexual feeling kind of goes away for that person. And you just realize that this person is just a really, really good friend and that there's a really strong friendship there. So sometimes, you know, chemistry can kind of reveal itself in odd ways, and sometimes it's easy to mistake it for one thing or another. But in time, if you don't rush into something and you just kind of slow down and kind of think about what it means, you'll kind of figure it out.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's not always about sex.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
Definitely not.
Let's take a little break.
Okay.
What do you think?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay. For sure. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu, and the name of the show is
The Seed.
Holla.
Shining bright above you, night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me, just hold me tight and tell me me while I'm alone and blue as can be. Dream a little dream.
Okay, we are back from that Mama Cass song.
Oh, is that Mama Cat?
Yeah.
Who's Mama Cat?
Mama Cass.
Mama Cass. Okay, yeah. I don't know her,
she's like
but
this it's big lady, and she's so voluptuous and so wonderful.
It sounds groovy. I gotta listen to more of her stuff. I like what we just heard.
So we're talking about dreams today
here on radio.dominican.edu.
Yeah, and you know we are been talking about you know sex dreams and nightmares and just vivid wild dreams and the fact that some people don't believe that they have dreams and
right.
Yeah, we've just been talking about it all.
Right, very true. Okay, I'm going to tell you about a friend a friend of mine. This girl, she should really be here. As a matter of fact, last semester she came on. She does not attend this school, but she came on last semester as DJ Evenstar. Uh-huh. And she was on a show called All Sort of Sports with my good friend DJ Showtime, who's no longer on air with us this semester, sadly. But anyway, this girl, DJ Evenstar, this girl dreams like no other. And she's always, and she's one of those people that's really into anime. See, I'm not an anime person. I like good old American cartoons, you know, like Bugs Bunny, Recess, all that good stuff. But she's always dreaming about anime characters and about characters from like sci-fi films or fiction stories, like Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings. Mm-hmm. You know, she dreams about the Hobbits a lot. And I mean, every night, if I talk to her every single day, she will tell me something about some weird dream about some weird otherworldly character. And I just think she's nuts.
Well,
but you know, she thinks I'm nuts because I don't dream very much, or at least I don't remember my dreams. But she remembers them all the time. I mean, it's almost weird some of the stuff she tells me she dreams about.
So you said she's into anime. And
she loves anime.
What does she do? What is her? What does she?
Well, she just graduated from the Art Institute for animation. But she loves anime. She's always reading different anime books. I believe they're called manga or something like that. She's always watching different anime stories on, like, you know, different anime shows on TV. She can tell you about every anime ever. She loves spending time in Japantown and, like, looking at all the anime artwork and stuff like that.
Well, you know, what's funny is that makes sense because there's a study showing that creative, imaginative, artsy people are more likely to have vivid dreams during sleep and recall them when they wake up.
Wow, that explains a lot.
It does, right?
She should really be here. We should continue this subject for another show, and I'll invite her on if she can come on.
And she can tell us about her dreams.
This girl dreams every night. 3 and 4 dreams a night.
Uh-huh.
3 and 4. It's amazing. So
does she have, like, a method? Does she wake up and, like, write her dreams down?
Or? She writes them down a lot.
She does.
I don't know if she wakes up. I think she does, like, wake up, and then she'll go back to bed, and she'll just keep dreaming. I don't know how her mind works. She's a unique creature.
They say when you write them down,
yeah,
that you are better able to recall them.
So, right. Yeah.
It gets easier for you.
Before we went off to our music break, we were talking a little bit about wet dreams. Okay. This is not a wet dream, but it was a slightly romantic dream I had.
Aww.
But it was very symbolic because earlier in the show, we were also talking about symbolic dreams and, like, what they mean.
Yes, yes.
So this was some years ago. I was much younger, and I was learning how to snowboard, and I had this snowboarding instructor from Argentina.
Mm.
Sexy. Oh, my God. His name was Adrian.
Ooh, that's a nice
beautiful
name.
Beautiful Argentine man. And he was much older, because I was only like 15 and he was about 32.
Makes no difference.
And I hey man, and I had it so bad for him. I mean, so bad. I never wanted anything the way I wanted this.
Really?
Before, yeah.
What? And
it was, I really wanted to get something going with him, despite the fact that it was illegal. I didn't care about the law. I just wanted my Latin American man.
You wanted your Adrian.
I did. I wanted Adrian from Argentina.
Oh.
And he, I remember having this dream about someone that I did not have any attraction for whatsoever.
What?
This guy from Friends, what's his name? Matthew Perry.
Oh, yeah. Chandler?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I had a dream that I was sitting on a curb in a suburban neighborhood outside of a house that I do not live in. And obviously, because I was only like 15 at the time, he was much older than me. Even then, and still to this day, he's much older. We haven't caught up in age at all. But said he, I had this dream that we were sitting next to each other on the sidewalk and we kissed each other. And it was a very subtle kiss. It was nothing like hot and passionate. But anyway, my mother went walking by and she didn't say anything, but she gave us both this very evil look. Like she was really pissed at the two of us.
Oh, she didn't approve.
Yeah. And so it was weird because I don't know where, I don't really watch the show Friends. I'm not a Matthew Perry fan. I don't dislike him, but he's never anybody that I've ever thought about before. So how
like completely
up,
random
yeah,
man.
Yeah, how he ended up in my dream. So anyway, the next day, because I have a friend that's much older than me. This woman's like in her 40s, but I've known her since forever. So she's like an aunt to me. And we always have this thing on Wednesday mornings where we have tea together and a little bit of like breakfast and we talk about current events in our life. And I told her about my dream and she's like, you know what that means? That means that your mother would not approve of this relationship that you're trying to form with this older Argentine, whatever, I don't care.
Argentinian,
whatever. Oh, sexy Latin.
Yeah. And AKA.
Yeah. and that's how she made sense of my dream. And it was it was a shame too, because I wanted him, but that's how I made sense of that dream. But
well,
I
you
hope
know
he's listening somewhere in Argentina.
He's probably not, but
yeah.
Nonetheless, we hope.
Imagine his surprise if he was.
Well, you know, you make me think of my cousin.
Oh,
she's married, okay. Happily married.
Okay, good, good.
And she had a dream about Taylor Lautner.
Oh, the one with the nice washboard abs.
Yes.
Speaking of Twilight,
and
you know.
She was actually like, you know, getting
doing
it on
the,
with him.
What do they call it? The horizontal mambo, or what do they call it?
Yes, the horizontal mambo. Yeah. Whoopee, whatever.
Yeah.
They were doing it.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Yeah, and she woke up, or she tells me, I woke up and I was questioning my whole life at that point.
Like, nothing made sense anymore.
Nothing made sense.
Oh my gosh. That's so awesome.
Yeah, no, she's like, wow, I had an affair and I didn't have an affair.
That's,
like,
those are the best kind though.
Why I was thinking
because
it's
the like
same
you got
thing.
To taste a cookie without actually having the calories in your body. So. Oh my god. You could like have your dessert but not have to hit the gym at the same time. No regret. That's awesome. Oh my god.
Well, hey, it's been great. My name is DJ May, and you're listening to The Seed at radio.dominican.edu, and I am here with DJ Aquarius.
Hola!
She's lovely. I love her.
Thank you. Love you too, DJ May.
And we are going to go on our last little break, and we're going to be able to listen to Fleetwood Mac Dream.
Yay!
So here we go.
Cause
My idol.
Oh yeah, I saw them in concert once. It was just so magical.
Oh my god,
love them.
Do you know that they recorded their Rumors album in the 70s in Sausalito?
Oh, at the plant, probably.
Probably, yeah. Oh my gosh, love them.
Well, hello, folks. You have been listening to The Seed with me, DJ May, at radio.dominican.edu, and my special guest, DJ Aquarius. She's here with me, and we're talking about dreams.
Yay!
And we were talking over the break about how when you're dreaming, you can't scream. Like, so if you're in a nightmare, you cannot scream or call for help. And the only thing that comes out is like,
ah. Yeah, like just like somebody like took out your vocal cords. It's like almost like, you know, when people take out a dog's vocal cords so they can't bark anymore and they kind of have that little like,
what?
Or haven't you ever heard that? Like when dogs bark too much sometimes, it's a really cruel operation, I think. But
oh my gosh, it's horrible.
Yeah, have you ever heard when they take out their voice box so they can't bark anymore?
No.
And they're just kind of have this like they're trying to bark, but it's like this little like dull
like
down.
Like a yelp.
Yeah. Ugh. Like I don't know, they can't really, it's really sad, but I've seen a few dogs like that.
It's like Ariel.
Yeah, it's pretty unfortunate. Oh yeah, like Ariel, yeah. And the Little Mermaid. Oh
yeah, well in our dreams it's like you can't run. Or can't, have you been able to run in your dreams? I can't.
I have been able to run,
really,
but I have had moments where, like, I'll wake up from, like, a really terrifying dream and I can't move. Like, I'm completely paralyzed.
Yeah, because your body, it shuts down all of those functions when you're sleeping.
Or maybe my aura has not returned to my body yet, and so therefore I can't move, you know? Yeah. Like some hippies will tell you.
Yeah, that's another way to look at it. For sure. Yeah, I woke up from a bad dream. I actually had been talking on the phone with somebody and I kind of like fell asleep on the phone.
Oh.
And I, in my room, I had mirror closets and it was right next to my bed, the closet.
Oh, interesting.
And I woke up in my dream. I'm still sleeping, but in my dream, I wake up and I look at the closet and there's like this huge black demon.
Oh
like
my God.
Looking at me.
Oh my gosh.
And he has like a big hood on and he was like extremely scary.
That's like a Dementor from Harry Potter.
It was like that. Maybe I had seen Harry Potter earlier that day.
One too many times, my
yeah,
friend.
Right? One too many times. But then a big like light like shone like through the closet.
Oh, that's the Patronus spell that you use to like to like ward off the Dementors like
I
in Harry
to talk
Potter.
To your friend, that yeah. Anime girl. We may have a lot in common.
Oh my God.
But I wake up from that dream and I am completely paralyzed.
Wow.
I could not move.
So was Harry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I turned on my TV after that.
Oh yeah.
Turn on the lights.
Like, you didn't turn on Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Because you were never going to get over that dream. Oh my gosh.
So you've had dreams where you can't yell either. And have you ever had dreams where you're like,
oh, okay, here, I'll tell you something horrible. I have had situations before where, like, I'm in my body and I know that I'm dreaming and I can't open my eyes. And that's the scariest thing, when something freaky is going on in your head, like something totally scary, and you know you're dreaming, you know you're stuck, and you're trying to open your eyes and your body's paralyzed, your eyes are shut closed, and you can't even scream for help, and you're just in a state of panic. And then finally somehow you're able to pry your eyelids open, but for some reason it's like your eyes are just locked down, like that evil Dementor person like glued your eyelids shut or something, and you're just stuck and you can't get out of it. And that's the scariest thing, is to be locked within yourself. This is the scariest thing.
That's the thing. I think you're special. You know why? Because some people don't even realize they're in their dreams.
You hear that? I'm special.
You are very special.
I'm a wizard.
You are. That is what they call lucid dreaming.
Wow.
Where you are actually consciously aware in your dreams and you can control your dream, sort of. Like, you weren't able to open your eyes, but you were like, okay, when is this dream going to end?
Yeah.
That is really interesting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Not everybody can do that.
I'm special.
You're very special.
It's like Harry Potter speaking parcel tongue. Not all wizards can do that.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's very true. A lot of people actually practice lucid dreaming.
Really?
Yes. It's something that people... I prefer not to be consciously aware in my dreams, because I feel like it's more...
Well, if it involves Daniel Craig, I wouldn't mind being aware.
It just... Some of the dreams are just so weird.
Yeah, some of them are really creepy.
Fun, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever had a dream where you are sleeping and you wake up from a nightmare, and then you go back to sleep after, 30 minutes, and then the dream keeps happening?
I have. A few times. It has not happened very often, but it has happened to me.
That's interesting, too.
I'll tell you the weirdest one. One time I was dreaming that I got shot, and I felt the bullet hit me right in the stomach.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I felt it. I woke up, and I could still feel the blood all over me. My body was cold. I could actually move. I wasn't paralyzed, but I could still feel the bullet in my body. I could see the blood all over my bed.
Whoa.
I could feel the bullet in me. And I was just scared to death. And my mom was like, wake up. What's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? And I'm like, and I was just laying there, and I looked at her. I swear I was dead serious. And I was like, Mom, I've been shot. And she was like, what? No, you're dreaming. I'm like, no, Mom, really, I've been shot. And she's like, no. And she was pulling back the covers to show me, and I was panicked because I didn't want to see the bullet hole in my body, because I just didn't want to see myself like that, because I could already see the blood like coming through the covers. She's like, no, look, you're fine. She pulled back the covers, and the bullet hole was gone, and all the blood was gone, and I felt dry all of a sudden. I wasn't covered with blood anymore, and I was like, where'd it go? And she's like, you just had like a really bad dream. And I'm like, no, I swear I was shot, and I could feel it even when I was awake.
No,
that was an intense dream for me.
Wow.
Yeah. And ever since then, I've kind of been a little bit more pro gun control.
Really?
Yeah.
See, that's the thing.
It changed my politics a little bit.
Like, you can all of a sudden be thankful for something.
Yeah.
After dreaming.
Yeah.
It's amazing how something, an experience that happened in your dream.
Yeah.
It was not a physical experience that happened. Can have such an effect on your
mind. But it's so real,
mind.
And you're so there that it really can
it
really
is like
alter.
It really did happen.
Yeah, totally. Oh, my gosh. So, yeah. Whew. It was too much for DJ Aquarius, I'll tell you that much.
Well, hey, you know what? It has been so great having you here.
Thank you for having me here.
Yeah. And you said you came onto the show saying, oh, I don't really dream. And here you are talking about how you were shot. And
oh,
you were like,
my gosh. You've tapped in. You've tapped into a whole different side
of
me.
Subconscious.
Yeah.
I love doing
that. Yeah, thank you.
Well, next week, we are going to have a special time with talking about relationships.
Ooh.
Yeah, I thought I'd go there.
Me and Adrian.
Oh, yes. Maybe I'll include that.
Yeah.
And it's been great. Thank you for listening. My name is DJ May, and you are now tuning out of The Seed at radio.dominican.edu. Up next, we have Afternoons with Harley D, Miss Thang. All right. Thank you.